Thank you so much, Bob. You are in tune to the Afternoon Cruise, and I'm in the studio with Michael Caine, a gifted pianist, a piano instructor, and director of electronic music and recording arts at MacPhail. I'm not done. The man is also the co-founder and CEO of Eque. Michael, it's only March 18th, and I've blown my whole comma budget for the month just introducing you. You are a busy man. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're feeling good. I bet you're also feeling, you know, full of work because you're doing a concert for peace this Saturday at Antonello Hall at MacPhail. And you say the focus is on the power of music. When you say that, what are you talking about, the power of music?
The power of music to bring people together. It's something that unifies us, you know. It's foundational to being human, for starters. And, you know, when you are at a concert and you're feeling good, you don't turn to the person next to you and say, well, what's your political orientation?
Right.
What's your religious orientation? You know, what language do you speak? So it goes deeper and it transcends all that. And that's really the focus of the concert. We're writing a lot of music with that theme in mind. And I guess what I would say about the concert is it's centered around a visiting artist. We're bringing Yusuf Sharonik, an incredible hand drum, frame drum percussionist from New York. He's going to be doing a workshop in MacPhail. And we knew that we were bringing Yusuf. We said, let's build a concert around the frame drum, the oldest instrument on the planet, about 3,000 years old, ubiquitous to all cultures. So when you think about a unifying instrument, something that all of us connect to and on a deep archetypal level, it's the frame drum. So we started, well, who do we want to put around that? Let's write some original music for that. And at this time, we thought, yeah, peace should be the theme.
Well, you know what? It can be hard to focus on peace when there's such a shortage of it on planet Earth. And thank you for bringing that to the forefront. Michael, I've made it my whole life without really knowing what a frame drum is. And now here we are on the radio. Can you tell me, like, what is a frame drum? What does it look like?
It's very simple. And I'm sure you've seen them. They're the circle, a circular wooden strip with a animal skin typically stretched over it.
Okay.
And you play it with your hands. And if I had it or an example, you would instantly know the sound.
Gotcha. And is it tonal? There's a lot of tonal character
it's
too.
It's tonal. Yeah, exactly. And it shows up in Africa, Middle East, Latin America. It's really all over the world. And it dates back to about 3,000 years.
And now 3,000 years is a little bit longer of a history than Eque, which is this app that you've been working on for quite some time. But it lets people access authentic instruments that have been sampled with a lot of care and a lot of concern. And then it's a compositional tool for folks who are making their own music. If the Eque app really succeeds at the level that you aspire for to succeed at, how will it change how people make music?
To me, it would really let people access the music creation component initially. So in other words, okay, you want to engage with music, but let me pick up an instrument, let me learn technique, let me learn scales, let me learn theory, let me learn all these different things. And at the end of some of those basic learning skills, which are all good skills, then I can create and make my own music.
Yeah.
We really flip that. So what Eque is, we've recorded 150 instruments from around the world. And as you say, took great care in sampling those instruments. Yusuf Sharonik played the rick, the doombek, the frame drum on for Eque. And then we combine that with hip-hop 808s and electronic contemporary music. So it's the gamut that runs from 3,000 years till now in terms of a world of instruments. But the thing about Eque that's different is you can hear the instruments. You can see the instrument. We have images of all the instruments. And you can read about the instruments. So they're not disembodied sounds.
Gotcha.
It's not just like a sample from the internet. It's a djembe from West Africa. Here's how it's played. Here's what it looks like. And then you can make music with those instruments. So you can explore the world of instruments, but the real focus is now create. And that's what we really want to see. So our users are as young as 7. We've had users 87 using it. We have a partnership with the ALS Association, with people who are living with ALS, are using it to create music in their journeys.
Yeah.
Some of those are musicians that lost the use of their hands due to ALS. And Eque has been able to replace their music engagement in their lives. That was something we wouldn't have dreamed of when we were building the app. Teachers use it to teach world music. They use it to teach improvisation and composition. So that's it. Our dream is to see Eque become a platform that enables people to create their own music.
Yeah. I'm chatting with Michael Caine. He's getting busy this Saturday because it is a concert for peace with a killer's row of players, both from out of town and from in town. Barbara Cohen, J.D. Steele, Zach Harris, Abinent Berhano, and Michael Caine himself. Now, Michael Caine, you do some shows where you're showing up and they just got to go, the piano's in tune, you're all good. And then you do some shows where you're like, oh, I got to make sure that I can simulcast with a composer from India and make sure that we're linking this stuff up. Do you get a different type of jitters, a different type of stage fright when there's so many moving pieces involved in you doing your art?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do. When there's so many moving pieces and you have to be mindful of them all, you know, and ultimately you're responsible that they all go well. So you're functioning on many levels. You're musician, in this case, pianist, bassist. You're composer. Barbara and I have been composing most of the music. You're producer. You're organizer. You're arranger, you're running some of the tech, making sure that's all going well. So when you can just wear the music hat, it's a relief, you know, you focus, let others worry about that. But when you got to juggle all those balls, it does bring another level of nervousness. However, I will say, I've done enough of that where there's some degree of experience I can draw on. And once the music starts, I can slip into that. Okay, now it's about this.
But you're a great piano player. Like, why create all this pain in your? Why you're learning how to code? You're making an app. You find yourself sampling a Doombeck. Do you ever just go, man, I want to get behind the Steinway, or do you got this burn to do this too?
This feels like the natural extension, really. And I talk about that with friends and my wife all the time. How, you know. The creative spirit in making music, being an artist, which I feel I organically, naturally am, it takes a lot of forms and a lot of shapes. And the way that I want to create and express now is I just feel really lucky that I'm able to play and make music. But that journey has taken me into things like teaching. It's taken me into things like producing. Now it's taken me into things like apps and software development, which I never would have dreamed of. So I welcome that. I embrace it. I just think it's a natural flow. That's what happens when you keep following the thread of what you're interested in.
Thank you for following this thread to wherever it needs to go, including to Antonello Music Hall on Saturday night as part of the Concert for Peace. Michael, I'm very appreciative of you coming through. This is Michael Caine, gifted pianist, piano instructor, director of electronic music and recording arts. Any other jobs you want to shout out? You got anything nice to say about Bill Frisell on his birthday?
Oh, I love Bill Frisell.
Yeah.
Absolutely love Bill Frisell. I'll share this really quick. I met Bill Frisell when I was at the North Sea Jazz Festival. So I was playing with Jack DeJohnette. We were playing, it was a special edition. My eyes were closed. We played the set, and the set ended, and I looked to my left, and about 3 feet from the piano was Bill Frisell looking up, smiling at me. And I hadn't met him yet, and I was a huge fan. And I was like, oh, my God, was he there that whole set? How was it? Was that okay? And then I kind of replayed the whole set instantly and went over and talked to him. We ended up talking for several hours and just got to know him. Unbelievable musician. He's a true inspiration.
You're so lucky your eyes were closed, because I bet if you knew he was in there, you would have had a totally different thing.
I would have.
We're going to get to the live music calendar. We're going to get to traffic. We're going to play a little more Bill Frisell. But Michael Caine, we really appreciate you visiting Jazz 88, and we wish you a lot of luck on Saturday night. Thank you for doing a Concert for Peace at a time. I don't know if there is a time when our world doesn't need this message, but it needs it now. So thank you for bringing it.
Amen. Thank you.